Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 55 of Geek Out with Pebbles. Oh, man. So, I had such a great weekend, and I'm actually was forced to push up the time to 8 o'clock today. Again, like last week, I'm sorry. It was all because I really wanted to finish Luke Cage to be able to review it. I did not want to, like, have to push this until, like, another week, this review. Unfortunately, my lazy ass did not finish Luke Cage. So, when my friend gets on, it'll be spoilers for me, but you know what? That's okay, because I'm going to be finishing it tonight anyway. So it's all right. Because this is what I get for being a procrastinator and being lazy and stuff like that. So, there's something that I do want to bring up, and actually one of my friends texted me asking me my opinion on this. New York Comic Con. Okay. That's stupid. Okay. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm trying to get to the New York Comic Con site and it's not letting me. Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know. But this is not what I'm looking for. I want to find out. It's not going to actually show me it. So there's this thing that New York Comic Con announced last week. Hold on. I'm trying to, like... All right. So this is it. So it's called Anime Fest at New York Comic Con, and it's supposedly happening the same dates as New York Comic Con at an outside location. This was I only heard about this event sometime last week, and there wasn't really anything aside from New York Comic Con and Anime Expo are teaming up to bring Anime Fest to New York Comic Con. That's literally all I heard. So I was like, okay, how is this going to work? And apparently tickets for this event were sold yesterday when Gen Sale tickets came on for New York Comic Con. And hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, so I'm just doing my rant about Anime Fest at New York Comic Con. So, tickets for this event went on sale yesterday during Gen Sale for New York Comic Con tickets, and they sold out immediately. So, I'm pretty sure they only had a limited amount of tickets available for this thing. But, first off, I wouldn't have even thought to go to this event, because basically New York Comic Con is just trying to resurrect NIAF, which is New York Anime Fest, way back, like years ago. This was the biggest anime convention in New York City, in the area. And for years, it was its own convention. It was a really great convention. I went a couple times. It was great. And I think it was... I want to say it was 2010, maybe? Maybe. I want to say it was 2010. That New York Comic Con combined with NIAF to become one big convention. Now, this seems like a great idea, right? You're like putting two huge conventions together in a
What's the
huge
worst?
area. Exactly. What's the worst that could happen? Now, the first year of New York Comic Con and NIAF was pretty good. I mean, like, it actually went pretty well. There was, you could clearly see where they had separated the two conventions. They were still in the same space. But you could see the difference clearly. It was easy to find the NIAF area, and it was easy to find, like, just the New York Comic Con area. And then the second year of New York Comic Con and NIAF, they basically, like, forced NIAF to, like, this, like, I want to say the third floor of the Javits Center. I don't even know if there was a third floor of the Javits Center. But basically, they had, like, shoved it off to a small area and was like, okay, this is what you get for NIAF. We get all the rest of the space. And that wasn't good. It wasn't very nice, right? That was really mean. New York Comic Con's a bully.
How did they pass kindergarten without learning how to share?
Exactly. New York Comic Con does not know how to share. So, and as much as I love New York Comic Con, okay, do not get me wrong. It's one of my favorite conventions to go to. I go to it almost every year. I've only missed one New York Comic Con in, like, the past, like, 9 years or so since I've been going straight every year. Only missed one. Okay. So, the third year of New York Comic Con and NIAF wasn't there. NIAF wasn't, they didn't even have a corner. Like, New York Comic Con basically killed New York Anime Fest. And this is speaking from someone who was at the conventions when they were combined and saw this. So, like, this is, like, what I saw, what I noticed of what happened to this convention. So that was around 2013, give or take. So I'm just guesstimating when the two cons combined. I'm pretty sure it was 2010, but do not quote me on that. So yeah, basically by the third year, it wasn't, and then the following year it was just back to being New York Comic Con. There was no NIAF attached to it. And so basically last year, when Anime New York City had its first year, I was looking into the con and found out that it was run by the same people and organizers that did New York Anime Festival back when, like, years ago. So we kind of already have New York Anime Fest back as Anime New York City. And so I'm not okay with the, so, like, what New York Comic Con is doing with this is that, so they're doing this anime fest at New York's Comic Con, and it's says on the website it's a full 4-day anime focused festival that celebrates anime, manga, cosplay, artists, J-pop, delicious food, and more in Japanese culture. But here's the thing. Like, you had to buy a separate pass for this. Which, one thing I think is stupid. If you're combining, if it's going to be, like, a New York Comic Con event, why should I have to pay for another badge? I'm already paying a shit ton of money for all my for like to go 4 days, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's stupid. I mean, they're much cheaper But like I'm sorry, I'm not doing this. Like, yeah, I don't think I would do this because, yeah, like okay, so they do have badges available. So the ones that sold out were the ones that were linked to New York Comic Con. I don't understand why they have separate ones. But either way, like, I'm already traveling in cosplay to go to this convention. I don't really want to be doing more back and forth traveling from one location to another in full cosplay than I'm already doing. That's the other thing. Like, I mean, I get that they're trying to get more people to do this. Like, you don't have to, like, go to a 10-year Comic-Con to go to this. But still, like, you're just trying to bring back something that you killed years ago, New York Comic-Con. Don't think, I'm not sure. I'm sure, like, people are going to go. And, like, this is just my opinion, so please don't get angry at me. I'm just saying what I think. And yeah, so that's, I just wanted to rant about that because I thought it was stupid. Okay, I'm done. Let's, talk about, Luke Cage and then go on to Dragon Ball. Because there's some Dragon Ball stuff.
Wait, Luke Cage got all the Dragon Balls?
No, no, I wish. I mean, he did work with a dragon. Yeah, I have to say, like, just that episode with Luke Cage and the Iron Fist teaming up for that episode, like, but I know people hate on Iron Fist. It wasn't the best.
It was one of my favorites.
I liked it. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I liked it. And I like the guy that plays Danny Rand.
Yeah.
And I just love that, like, halfway through this episode, he's wearing the Sweet Christmas hoodie. And I'm just like, yo, I want that hoodie. So, Luke Cage, I'm just going to say, overall, I still have an episode to finish. So, but you can spoil it away. I honestly don't. I know you already finished it. So you can go ahead and spoil the end for me. But I just want to start with, like, fucking, yo, this Luke Cage is one of my favorites, to watch, of the Netflix originals for Marvel. And this one definitely heads a rolling with this one. Literally. Like, no pun intended there. Like, it's seriously, it's just, like, that fucking good. From, like, introducing Bushmaster, yo, like, and bringing in the Jamaicans. And, like, adding even more of a turf war. And, like, my boy Shades, he's just, like, got, like dealing with the cougar that is Mariah Stokes. Yo, she a fucking cougar. Okay, at first she was a cougar, and then she turned into, like, and then she apparently turned into, like, a MILF, because apparently everyone that she's got working for her just wants to, like, fuck her because she's got the money and power. So she turned into a MILF because we find that she has a kid. So yeah, she went from cougar to MILF. which I'm not entirely sure which is better. But like, so yeah, Shades is one of my favorite characters. But yo, it's like the beginning of Luke Cage, like the I think third episode. They got rid of one of my favorite side supporting characters in the show. The guy that was always playing chess at Pops. What's his name? Bobby. I think. They got rid of him. They wrote him off. They're like, yo. Like, we're going to write you off the show. So, yeah, you're going to have this daughter that needs a liver transplant. And there you go. Bye. And I was like, yo, he's like one of the best characters. So I was kind of disappointed that they wrote him off. But, yeah, fucking, like, just Bushmaster and his, like, Nightshade fucking, like, hoodoo shit. Like, yo, this guy is, like, fucking beast. And, like, he just, like, wants Mariah's head on a spike. And, like I said, heads are rolling in this, like, in this season. Literally, like, you got, like, a lot of fucking, like, decapitations and shit.
It's good stuff.
But I liked it. It is. No, it's good stuff. I liked it. You got, like, Mariah seeing, like, visions of, like, her grandma and her uncle. And, like, stuff, like she's going crazy. And she's just, like, killing innocent people. And doesn't care anymore. But, yeah. Like I said, my boy Shades, he's one of my favorite characters. Like, so go ahead, spoil away for me. I can't really say much because I haven't finished it. But I promise I would have it. I have not seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet. That'll be next Sunday. So
I will tell you one thing
Your
about
turn.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Go ahead.
It is one of the very few movies I have ever seen that was, in my opinion, as good as the original.
Ooh, that's good.
I loved it. It is another one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'll definitely look forward to that. I think I'm seeing it on Thursday, so... Yay. All right, so on with Luke Cage. What do you have to say about Luke Cage?
The second season was about as good as the first season. It's up there in my top Marvel series that is on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, in my opinion, my favorite is Iron Fist. So you can take that with a grain of salt.
Okay, well...
I liked it a lot more than I did, both seasons of Jessica Jones.
Oh, I hate Jessica Jones. It's the worst one, in my opinion.
The second season was worse.
The second season of Jessica Jones was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it honestly just, it wasn't that good. The first season wasn't that good. The only reason I watched the first season was so I could watch Luke Cage. This is the only reason I watched Jessica Jones. And even then, I only watched, the parts where, either Luke Cage was in it or the Doctor was in it. So those were the only parts I paid attention to. The rest was just like, okay, I'm just be distracted on my phone and shit. So
As for my rankings, I'd probably go Iron Fist, Punisher, Daredevil, and then Luke Cage, and then Jessica Jones is way at the bottom. There should be a few empty spaces.
And then Jessica Jones.
Just to put Jessica Jones down further.
Alright. My ranking, a little bit different. I'd have to go with Daredevil first. Then Luke Cage. Then the Punisher. And then the Iron Fist. And then skip a good shit ton of spaces and put Jessica Jones all the way at the bottom. Oh, wait, I forgot. Sorry, forgot something. So it's Daredevil, Luke Cage, The Defenders, Punisher, Iron Fist, and then, although Iron Fist and Punisher would kind of be on the same, they're not really, one, it wasn't really better than the other. I did really like The Punisher, but yeah, and then give a shit ton of slots, and then you got Jessica Jones at the bottom. Can't forget the Defenders. Sorry. but that's how I rank the shows. And but yeah, like I said, I was happy to. I really liked the episode with Luke Cage and Iron Fist teaming up and shit. Cause I gotta say, when fucking Iron Fist punched Luke Cage's open hand, and you just have the fucking ripple effect of just the shockwave, and it just knocks everyone. I was like, yo, that's so fucking awesome. Right?
That was actually pretty cool. They should get together more often.
They should. And the thing is, they do. They do in the comics. They team up all the time in the comics. So I was like, yes! This is what I want to see. And I had a feeling that, he was going to show up the minute they, were hiding out in, one of his empty, buildings that hadn't opened yet. And I was like, yo, he's going to come. If he's not in this episode, he's going to be in the next episode. Because I was like, he's not about to, let, a shootout at his, at his factory or whatever that hasn't opened yet go down without making an appearance himself. And I was right. So, yeah. That was, I think, my favorite scene in Luke Cage in season 2. Him and the Iron Fist teaming up and taking down and just fighting together. It was great. And so, yeah. My favorite episode of Luke Cage season 2 is definitely the episode with Iron Fist in it, because it's just fun. They team up and it's great. I want to see more of this team up, because that was just holy shit, this is awesome. So, yeah. hopefully they'll do that more often. And so, yeah. All right. So that's Luke Cage. So we got a few Dragon Ball related things to talk about. So first off, they announced they revealed a new design for Broly for the Dragon Ball Super movie. It's coming out in December. And yo, I think his new design looks fucking amazing. Like, seriously. Like, I like the new design. I think it looks really cool. And like, I don't mind that they're bringing him back. I was actually hoping for it to be like a completely new Saiyan character, but I didn't get that. So, but I mean, Broly is fucking awesome, and so I'm actually looking forward. I'm still looking forward to this movie. Like, it never really stopped. The excitement didn't really die down with this being announced. I think the new base design for Broly is fucking awesome, and yo, it works out well. So, but yeah, that's all right. Hey, welcome back. So I was talking about Broly.
This is going to be the first time he's been written by the original creator, I believe.
I think so. You saw his new design, right?
I have.
Do you like it? I really like it.
I don't not like it.
Okay. But
very specific.
I know. I was going to say, can you be a bit more specific?
It
Come
seems
on.
Like a pretty decent design.
Okay.
It's a little bit different from, like, the one that I've gotten used to from all the other movies.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It is different. I personally like it, though. I think it looks pretty cool, and I'm not against the new design. I was also just saying that I still would have preferred that they have introduced an entirely new Saiyan for this Dragon Ball Super movie. But
they brought back Tarble.
They should have brought back Tarble. okay. So yeah. But I like the new design, and you're right. It is finally Broly done by Toriyama, so that should be, I mean, that's a plus on that side, right? I mean, Broly's canon now.
Yeah, it should be
like more canon.
How he turns out with his first canon appearance.
And what?
It'll be interesting to see where it goes with his first canon experience, like, if it's going to be similar to what we've seen in the movies that have been, or if they're going to go in a completely new direction.
Well, It looks like he still goes berserker mode.
It's
So
amazing, Brawly, without it.
I know. So you still have that. I know. If he didn't go berserker mode, he wouldn't be Brawly. But yeah. I actually like, because Brawly has to go berserker mode basically. But yeah, I think the overall design is cool, and I'm disappointed that it's not a completely new Saiyan character, but I'm not so disappointed that I'm still not hyped for the Dragon Ball Super movie. Like, it's fucking Brawly. So yeah. I'm fucking hyped as I have been for this movie, and yeah, so we got until December, so only a few months. Yay.
I'm just holding out for the eventual Super Saiyan 3 Raditz.
Oh god. Do you think that would happen? Cause
I want it to.
Well, I have a question. Did you watch the Dragon Ball Heroes links I sent you for the first two episodes?
I have not actually gotten to those yet.
Okay, well, you should watch them. They're like 8-minute long episodes for the promotional anime Dragon Ball Super Dragon Ball Heroes for the game.
I haven't
and,
before Goku is back.
Yeah, because it's a promotional anime for the video game. He's in the game. So, yeah, it's interesting because it's basically like a fan's wet dream with the characters that are like coming out and like interacting with one another and even fighting for however short it might be. Because
yeah.
Because it's only an 8-minute long episode. So you can't really have
like
yeah. And so definitely you should watch those because
he needs to do the fusion dance with the Super Saiyan Blue.
Yeah. That I don't know if I'd want to see that. But, yeah, so watch those because we'll be talking about those episodes when they air. This is actually, this episode, episode 2 of Dragon Ball Heroes, I think aired yesterday or maybe on Saturday, so it's like 2 weeks from when the first episode aired. So they're not very consistent. But when they do air, be prepared to watch it and to talk about it with me because despite it only being a promotional anime, it actually is pretty interesting. And I'm liking it and I want to like find out more about like this evil Saiyan that like apparently can talk through like a muzzle on his mouth. Yeah. So I question that for, but I was like, wait a minute. Anime logic. There is no actual logic to shit. So yeah. That doesn't matter. But yeah. And then you got Golden Kula, who like was like, wait, what? And so, yeah, you got some interesting matchups that like are already happening in the first two episodes of this promotional anime. And yeah, I like it. It's interesting. But yeah, we'll talk more about that hopefully next week if episode 3 comes out, or maybe in 2 weeks if episode 3 takes 2 weeks to come out, like episode 2 did this time around. All right? So you'll watch this? Are you still there? Okay. I was like,
shut up.
I was like, what the hell? What just happened there?
I was talking into it, and then you're like, are you still there? And I looked down, little thing.
I'm like, oh, crap. I was like, wow.
I took a bite.
Way to leave me hanging. Oh, okay.
Pizza's more important.
How dare you? I'm more important.
Pizza is the most important vegetable.
It is a very important vegetable. I have to agree with you on that. All right. So, I'm sure you watched the most recent episode of My Hero Academia.
I lived the most recent episode of My Hero Academia.
Oh, man. I watched it twice. I was laughing so much throughout, like, the entire episode. Oh, my God. Like, they had to throw in all the fucking, like, gags they could in this episode. Right? Yo, fucking Pinky with, like, squirting the acid out of her hands.
She's the best.
She is the best. Oh, my God. I love Pinky. But she's just,
something
like...
I don't really understand, though. What's Invisible Girl gonna do for her?
Oh my God, I was legit thinking about that today. I was like, alright, so everyone's got their ultimate moves, but what is she gonna do? And it's literally like how I've been questioning, how did she pass the entrance
She's
exam?
She's actually very physically fit. She did better than Deku in a lot of the physical activities.
I know. But it's like crazy. But what the hell? What is her ultimate move going to be? I really want to know. And they didn't really show her in this episode at all. Like, they showed my Rage Baby. Like, being as awesome as he always is.
He kicked some ass.
Yo, he did. And he's like, yo, so I got a shit ton of ultimate moves right here, including the, like, precise, like, let's do, like, precision explosion. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? And then fucking Deku comes out of nowhere, remembering he's got fucking legs.
Oh, shit. Those limbs that are underneath the arm?
Yeah, those limbs that are not broken to pieces. Like, Deku, did you forget you got legs? I'm sorry. But that was all I could think of when he was like, Ida, teach me how to use my legs. And I'm like, did you forget you had legs? You can kick, right? Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, we're just talking about My Hero Academia and the fact that Deku finally remembered he has legs.
Deku remembered he has legs?
Deku remembered he has legs. Deku apparently forgot he had legs. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he completely forgot that he actually had legs. So, yeah, like, Deku comes out of nowhere and fucking, like, kicks.
You know why?
Why?
Because he didn't work, because he didn't do leg day. He forgot.
He's never done leg day.
That's my point.
He had to have Ida help him do leg day. Because you know Ida never misses leg day.
Ida never misses leg day.
He really doesn't. So, oh, man. But, yeah, this episode, like, everything with, like, with Hatsume, oh my god, that was just fucking, like, one gag after the other. You haven't seen it yet?
I've not seen it yet.
No. I'm sorry.
I haven't even seen Dragon Ball yet. Yep.
No.
It has.
Well, I sent you.
Oh. Yes, you did.
I sent you the link, so yeah. So you can watch it later.
Finish Fate, I assume.
What?
Finish Fate, I assume.
Yeah, episode. Yeah. Oh, I finished Ultimate Blade Works.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one to watch next. Probably Zero, right?
You should watch Zero.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to watch Zero next. But I'm going to finish the last episode of Luke Cage, and then I'll get to Fate Zero.
Yeah. No worry. No rush.
No rush. But yeah,
no
oh
rush
my
at
god.
All.
Like,
Ultimate
Blade Works.
Unlimited Blade Works.
Unlimited Blade Works, just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, we talked about that
like
a bit.
Like I said, you can definitely skip Fate Lesbian Lolis.
Which one is that one?
Because
I'm pretty
liar.
Sure that's not the actual name of it.
Oh, it's what I call it.
Okay, well, what's
I'm
the actual
sure
name
the
of
actual
it
name.
So I can skip it?
Fate Collier Liner.
Really?
It's called Fate Collier Liner, and it's not on. It's not even on Netflix.
It's probably on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
It's on the dark web.
Yeah, it is on. It is on Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll. You don't have to watch it, but
got
I mean,
it.
It is hilarious.
All right, I'm probably not gonna watch it. But yeah, so I'm gonna watch Fate Zero. And yeah.
Fate Collier Liner centers around Ilya.
Okay.
Who becomes a magical girl.
Okay.
Rin is in it. She actually has to essentially be Rin's successor of a sorts. The magic wand, quote unquote, that allows Rin to transform. Apparently, his god didn't like her, so. And there was a pair of them. And there's another character that's introduced, Rin's rival, Luvia. They're at each other's
okay.
throats constantly. But essentially, one of these rods goes to Ilya, and the other one goes to another girl whose name is
all
Miu.
Right.
They have to track down essentially class cards, kind of like cloud cards in a way, except they're class cards and, you know, Saber, Berserker, etc. And, you know, each card is a servant. So, I mean, the first season was really interesting. They eventually have it so that Ilya kind of merges with the cards in a way. So I'd have to show you the clip, but she essentially kind of like merges with Archer at one point. So she's kind of like Ilya, but like as Archer. Enya Archer.
Okay.
It's weird. It's very strange. Even all right,
that is weird.
But I'll show you clips after the show.
Okay.
I believe the first season finale, they end up having to fight Saber Alter, which is frightening.
All right.
Saber Alter does not fuck around.
Well, Saber is definitely not the type to fuck around in general.
Well, Altria in general certainly is not one to fuck with. But, I mean, you know, then you just, you know, alignment drop on her. And so instead of, you know, a force for good, now she's a force for evil. Just a straight powerhouse.
Ah.
Scary.
All right.
Very scary. In the best
ways, yeah.
Of course.
But yeah, Fate Zero is the next one I'm going to watch.
Fate Zero is a prequel.
Yeah, my other friend said I should definitely watch Fate Zero next.
Yeah, that's definitely the order you should take it in. If you, after you finish Fate Zero, you can either go into Heaven's Feel, the movie, which
mm-hmm.
the first part of that, only the first movie's out of that right now. It's going to be a trilogy of movies. Or you can hop into Fate Extra or Fate Apocrypha. But
all right. So either one.
You are on the timeline as Fate Unlimited Blade works in Fate Zero. Fate Zero, like I said, is a direct prequel to Unlimited Blade Works. They're talking about the Holy Grail War before the one that you see in Unlimited Blade Works. It's pretty fucked up. I'm gonna tell you that right
okay.
now.
Okay.
There's something that happens right in the beginning, and you're just gonna be like, "That is the most fucked up, disgusting thing I've ever seen."
And this is in Fate Zero.
It's in Fate Zero. It's
all right. I'm looking forward to it. I like fucked up shit.
And that doesn't happen easily.
All right. Well, I like fucked up shit, so yeah, this should be interesting.
I don't want to spoil it because it's so fucked up.
No, don't spoil it. I want to be like, I want this fucked up shit to surprise
me. Oh my god, that's so fucked up.
I want to be surprised by whatever this fucked up shit is, and just like determine how fucked up this is in my standards as well, because.
On
yeah.
a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 12.
Okay, ooh, fun. Exciting. All right. So I know you mentioned before, you want me to bring up Brawley. We talked about this. What's your take on the new design?
Interesting. I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay.
I really don't have a whole lot to say
mm-hmm.
other than really I wish they had done something more original than Broly.
Mm-hmm.
But
and we lost Steve. Okay. You still there? Aaron, you still there? All right, what's going on here? Did your mic turn off again? Okay, well, hopefully Steve will call back into the show and reconnect soon. But, yeah, so it seems his opinion on the Brawley design, similar to mine, where he was would have hoped for something more original. Yeah. So, what is going on here? Why did I lose people on the mics? Yo, guys, what's up? Seriously? All right, cool. So it looks like it's just me for the last 8 minutes of the show. So let's see. What can I finish the show with? Over the weekend, I was unsure of a few things related to New York Comic Con. Hey, what's up? You're back.
Yeah, connection suddenly dropped on me.
Yeah, that looks like that seems like what happened. But yeah, so I was saying that your opinion for Brawley is similar to mine.
Essentially, I just wish they had done something more original than that.
That's similar to mine. I like the new base design. But I was actually hoping that they would have introduced a new original character.
Yeah, a new villain. Something
a new villain. I'm not. Yeah, so like I'm not.
But I have a question.
So disappointed that it's Brawley because I like Brawley. What?
Does this make Brawley canon?
It does. This makes Brawley canon now.
So, I have a question now. Is Brawley canon as of right this very second, like from like this is where Brawley canon begins? Or are we like saying like Brawley canon begins from like the Dragon Ball Z movies? That's the question of the day.
This would be an entirely different.
We'll have to find out whether it's like, oh my god, it's Brawley, or like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be really a matter of, you know, are they introducing Brawley as a new character, or are they gonna introduce Brawley as a returning character? I don't know. We won't know until the movie comes out.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not something that we'd even be able to know until more information comes out. Like,
hypothetical question.
Yeah, no, that is a really good question. But yeah, this does make Brawley canon, but you do have a good point in bringing up the fact that it's unsure whether he's being brought back as a new character or being reintroduced and just made canon.
Yeah.
So that's a good point to look for when more announcements about the movie are going to be made. They probably won't. You're right. They're probably going to wait until they probably hold us off, hold out on this until the movie comes out. And we just have to wait and see.
That's getting into like fine details of the movie and such. And so,
yeah.
Maybe like a trailer will tell us or something. But like, I haven't seen anything so far that indicates one way or the other.
No. So, yeah, 5 minutes left. So I have more New York Comic Con updates, at least in terms of my cosplays, because my lineup keeps changing, which is like...
Are you going to cosplay Archer or Ryder?
No, that is definitely not something I can do in time for New York Comic Con. If anything, I might try and get Ryder available for Katsucon in February. Or maybe even ColossalCon if I go on the ColossalCon cruise with my friend. But that would be in January. But that's something I'm not even sure of if I'm doing. So,
yeah.
But no. Tucker was canceled was taken out of the lineup, Red versus Blue. It is now back in my New York Comic Con lineup. Anka was added to the lineup. Zeno-sama and his two guards was taken out, which kind of sucks. And I still have, I'll still be doing, I think I'm still doing, Android 21 Majin, one of the days near Comic-Con, and Super Saiyan 3 Khalifa, which I'm hoping to have the wig redone in time. But yeah, so other than that, I gotta get, like, I gotta finish my stuff for Otakon, my cosplay for Otakon, which I have 3 weeks. Woohoo! Cosplay crunch time! Because this is what procrastinators do. We wait till, like, the last minute and just get everything finished.
If it wasn't for procrastinating, nothing would ever get done.
Exactly. Seriously. Like, I would never do anything if I wasn't a procrastinator.
At least you get, like, something done sometimes when, like, it's when it actually matters.
No, I do. I get done when it needs to be done, yeah. But I can't do work ahead of time. Like, I just can't. It doesn't work.
If it like, weren't it for just, the last second, you wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah, no, like, my entire, like, high school and college, like, career, basically, like, I lived off of, like, I did my best bullshitting at the last minute. I couldn't do shit, but until it was, like, getting close to the deadline, that's when, like, all the bullshit just, like, spewed out, and I was able to, like, get shit done. Get these essays done. Get these papers done. Get this work done. Everything. But it didn't work until, like, it got close to the last minute, so. Yeah. All right, we got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes remaining.
It's a 2 minute warning. All right, guys. Next week, I will definitely be back to my normal time, 7 to 8. I'm sorry again for doing this. Well, this, like, I was really trying to finish Luke Cage in time. This is my fault. I was just trying to finish Luke Cage. I still didn't finish Luke Cage. I still have one episode
to
finish.
That happened for the last 20 minutes.
I know, right?
I was trying to. I'll tell you that later on.
Yeah. So that didn't happen.
I want to air my dirty laundry on air.
Yeah. So, but yeah, next week we'll be back to the usual time. Geek Out with Pebbles from 7 to 8 p.m. on Monday nights. And so, yeah, thanks for being on the show with me, guys. Don't forget to subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles, and then check out my Facebook page, DJ Pebbles at Geek Out with Pebbles, and all that fun shit. So, yay! What?
We came home when we did.
Dad.
All right.
Anyway.
Good night, guys.
Night.
See you on the other side.